Welcome to the Love and Light Live podcast, empowering crystal lovers and spiritual entrepreneurs to learn and experience the art of crystal healing. Get ready to listen in and join our crystal movement. Hello, and thank you so much for joining me for the Love and Light Live podcast, brought to you by loveandlightschool.com. I, of course, am your host, Ashley Levy, and this podcast is the number one place for all things crystals, where crystal lovers and spiritual entrepreneurs can learn and experience the art of crystal healing. In today's show, I have something really special for you. I'm interviewing Melanie Beckler of ask-angels.com. You've probably seen some of Melanie's amazing work on social media. She's really active on Facebook, and she always has something really fun and exciting and interesting to share. And in today's interview, she is telling us all about the angelic realm, how we can connect with our angels, tune into a higher frequency, also how we can develop our intuition, and which crystals help get us vibrationally aligned with the angelic realm. It's a super awesome interview, jam-packed, full of great information. So I will go ahead and turn it over to our interview. Hi, everyone, and welcome. Today, I have the pleasure of interviewing Melanie Beckler. She's the founder of the popular site ask-angels.com, as well as the author of Let Your Light Shine, Angel Messages, Ascension Angel Messages, and Experience Angels. You're probably familiar with at least one of those titles. Melanie's an angel channel, a light being, and a volunteer soul here to serve in elevating the vibration of the collective consciousness on Earth. She's an internationally acclaimed author, ascension guide, and clear channel of the light who's passionate about sharing the empowering messages and the elevated frequencies of the archangels and spirit guides. Her work revolves around helping others to remember the truth of their magnificent light and infinite personal power they carry within their open heart. Melanie, I am so excited to have you today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you. I'm excited to get to talk with you today.
So I'm wondering if we can kick things off, because I haven't quite had a guest that does exactly what you do on the podcast before, and I'm really excited about this because I find that so many people are waking up to the intuitive skills that they have, and I'm just wondering if you can tell us a little bit about your work and what exactly an angel channel is and does.
Absolutely. Great question. So I think the easiest way to explain what I do is starting off with the basic understanding that in every moment, we're all surrounded by an entire ocean of spiritual beings. And we have angels and guides and spirit that is always influencing us, guiding us, supporting us in our life. What I do is I've learned to open some of my senses of psychic perception in order to be able to specifically tune in to the angelic realm and to the messages, love, and frequency of the angels. So I essentially go inside, open my heart, open my mind, my third eye, and my crown, and link with the highest angels of Christ light, the highest angels of love who can serve in the moment. And then one word at a time, while simultaneously broadcasting an incredible love frequency, the angels deliver their message through me. So another way of looking at it is that I'm essentially a translator for the messages of the angels, which are always around them. I've just opened up the ability to tune into them and to then convey them in specific words through an angel message.
So this is super interesting to me. And while you were just speaking, all these thoughts were going through my head because I find this so fascinating. So when you were talking about, you know, you've just learned to kind of tune into that specific frequency of the angelic realm, it made me think of someone turning a radio dial, you know, to find the exact station. Like you're looking for that message, you know it's there. Is that kind of what it's like for you?
Yeah, that absolutely. And I think that's a great analogy, and it's one that I've totally used, and it is really a lot like that. Like I said, angels are around everyone. Everyone has at least their guardian angel who is guiding, supporting, loving them in every moment. But as human beings, we're so accustomed to just focusing on the physical world, on the physical plane. We've incarnated into the earth through this veil of illusion, so that we, by default, are tuning out the higher realms of spirit. But we do, as you even said, we live in this incredible awakening time where more and more people are starting to wake up to the fact that there's so much more going on than we've been led to believe about physical reality. And this awakening process happens differently for everyone and unfolds in a number of different ways. But very commonly, what happens in awakening is we are attuning our frequency to the higher realms. So we're tuning into those messages. And specifically, there's different ways of perception, different energy centers of perception, that when we open those, our frequency naturally attunes and we can start to receive that level of guidance. So in addition to transmitting angel messages, which I love, each of those messages actually acts like a guidance system for people to help unlock their innate gifts and abilities and psychic perception, because we all have the ability to connect with angels. I'm definitely not special in that way. And so I love helping to unlock people to tune into that level of frequency as well.
And one thing you said earlier was that you kind of do this tuning in with your heart and your mind. And I find that really fascinating too, because thinking about it in that kind of physical way that we all tend to, in that strangely logical way, our heart and our brain are the parts of our body with the most electrical impulses. So if we're thinking about like tuning into a radio station, it makes sense that those would be the antennas. So I kind of have to know, like, how exactly does this process work for you? And is it a little bit different for each person that does it?
I do believe that there are different methods for channeling angels, but essentially the way that it works for me, and I would invite you as the listener to go ahead and join in doing this now, is just shifting your awareness within. So focus your attention on your heart center, which is actually the center of your entire multidimensional being, and where your attention focuses, your energy follows. So focus on your heart, allowing your heart to open, allowing your heart to fill with golden divine light, which is opening up the direct passageway to the higher angelic divine realms. Quiet your mind, open your heart and mind. And then I now ask that we each be surrounded with 100,000 angels of divine love, light, healing frequency. Enter into this present time. Connect with us as individuals through our open hearts. And then I like to call in the highest, best, most loving possible channeling guide of the highest Christed light to step in and forward to channel through me now. You can also just ask your angels to connect with you now. You can call on your guardian angel to connect with you now. And then with your heart open, with your mind open, tuning in, visualizing light at the center of your being, that column of light that runs along your spine, anchoring you all the way down to the crystalline core of Gaia, Mother Earth, and all the way up to the infinite light of Source Divine. Just feel that energy flow between Source and between the crystalline core of the Earth. Relax, open, keep your mind quiet, find the space between your thoughts. And when you're in that still place of peace, calm, direct access to the infinite, to the light of the divine, that is where you become attuned. That's where you tune into that frequency of the angelic realms and then can receive their guidance, which at first will likely be so simple. You might even just feel loved, a sense of warmth, or a simple, we're here for you, we love you, or you may receive something more. I think a key is to let go of expectation, try to let go of anticipating anything happening, and just allow yourself to be present. And really being relaxed is so key, because when you're relaxed, you allow that higher light in, which is a key component of that process, allowing the higher light to lift your vibration. So you yourself in the moment are actually becoming more angelic, more filled with light. And that light flowing through your being opens your subtle senses of perception and allows you to link in with the angelic realm and with the guardian angels and guides that are always with you, always guiding you, just waiting for you to attune your perception to receive that guidance.
That is such a beautiful process, Melanie. So what's the next step then? What happens after we've made this connection? How do we bring those messages to a place in our conscious mind where we can kind of make sense of what's going on? Like you said, at first it may be just a feeling, but for you, how do those messages come through to a place where you can share them with other people? What's that next step?
So for me as a channel, I receive the messages in a couple of different ways. One is I will literally receive one word at a time. So this, it's like tapping into this river of angelic energy, and just one word at a time, the message starts to come through. So that's where, as being a channel, an incredible amount of willingness is required, being willing to speak the angel's message without knowing what they're actually going to say or where they're going. So there's trust and willingness. And on the other hand, the other way that the message comes through is what I call spiritual downloads, which is like a lightning strike of information where all of a sudden you receive this entire concept, this entire zipped up file of guidance that then you can go in through meditation, asking what guidance is available for me now, and kind of unpacking that big download that comes in. So I do want to point out that this is just me. I'm a firm believer that everyone accesses guidance in their own unique way. So this is where I really feel one of the biggest things is to just practice awareness and observation. So just allowing yourself to shift out of the mind that is, if you're trying to tune into angelic guidance, is definitely going to be running and judging and telling you you can't do it. The more you're able to quiet your mind, finding the space between your thoughts, tuning into that peace and still and calm, and just observing, then you're going to be able to start tuning into the higher frequency of the angels. And I think just practice, persistence, continually returning to that vibration of peace and calm has a way of opening angelic experience. And there are other things that you can do to support yourself in tuning into that higher guidance. I think one thing that listeners of your podcast, Ashley, will be super interested in is that crystals are actually a great ally in opening up your direct perception of the angelic realm. Looking at it from one perspective, crystals in and of themselves are physical representations of angelic energy. They're one of the most stable sources of clear, divine, precise vibration in physical form. And so I think that is a great place to start tuning into angelic energy, is to really start tuning into the energy of your crystal. So enter into your heart, hold a crystal in your hand, gaze at it, really focus all of your attention on it. This is helping you to focus your mind so that you're able to let go of the ego and let your intuition step forward. Focusing all your attention on this crystal, take it in visually, look at the light sparkling, just everything you can notice about it. Open your heart and then tune in with your eyes closed to internally perceive the crystal. So this is a super simple practice, but it's actually a great foundation. If you practice that, it's then going to become easier when you tune in through your open heart, attempting to tune into the angelic realm. It's a very simple, similar process, but the crystal is a helpful, tangible item to tune into when you're just first starting to attune your subtle psychic senses.
So Melanie, diving into this topic then a little bit further, what are some of your favorite crystals that can really help us create that connection to this energy?
I've definitely said before that it's so hard for me to choose favorite crystals because I just love them all, which I'm sure you can relate to. But there are a few that I've found are helpful with this attuning to the angelic realm. With crystals, I always recommend go with what you're drawn to. So if you go in a crystal shop and you're like super drawn to fluorite, even though that's not specifically on my list right here and now, go with what you're super drawn to. That being said, selenite, apophyllite, seraphinite, amethyst, celestite are stones that I feel particularly lend themselves to supporting you in opening your angelic connection. I see crystals as allies, again, that although we don't fully understand it, they are conscious beings. And so tune into them. Take the time to open your heart and really tune into their energy and frequency, because not only can they help open your perception of the angelic realms, your crystals actually have such valuable guidance and insight as to how you can uplift and improve your own life and how you yourself can embody more of the crystalline divine perfection that's inherent in creation, that's inherent in crystals. In that way, they're almost like models for us and how we can become our highest divine authentic self, because they're holding that divine authenticity.
Now, Melanie, you gave us a little exercise that we can do with our crystals to help us tap into that angelic realm. But is there any benefit, in your opinion, to just having some of these crystals you mentioned, seraphinite, amethyst, celestite, selenite, in your environment or wearing them as jewelry? Are there any other ways that you like to kind of incorporate them?
Absolutely. I love having crystals around because, again, they are holding that precise divine geometry. And so just having them around does bring benefit. I do think that this is the common understanding in the larger metaphysical community of the real value of crystals, is just have them around, wear them, and you'll receive benefit. And there is so much truth in that. But I also think, being at this point of accelerated awakening, there's a much deeper opportunity through consciously taking the time to quiet our minds, open our hearts and minds, and deliberately, consciously tune in to the spirit of the crystal, tune in to the angelic energy that crystal embodies and conveys. So having them around is kind of the precursor and is a beautiful, wonderful, magical thing in and of itself. But then deliberately and consciously meeting each of your crystals inside this inner meditative experience is going to help them to even more effectively help you and model for you how you can make shifts and changes in your life to come into your greatest divine authenticity. And with what we've been specifically talking about today, to open those subtle psychic senses that you have, allowing you a direct link to the infinite, to the divine I am consciousness, and to actually embody more of those qualities through you and through your life experience.
You know, I could not agree with that any more than I possibly do. I mean, this is one of those things, even just speaking from personal experience, that it's those moments of stillness and connection with my crystals that have been the catalyst for some of the most deeply transformative periods of my life. And definitely take a note from Melody here and really just think about how what Melanie is sharing is bringing this new amazing tool into your toolkit right now, this ability to work with crystal energy and tap into the angelic realm through these moments of stillness, but so that you're able to create more depth and authenticity in your own life, so that you're able to connect with spirit in a deeper way. Melanie, now I just have to ask you, what is it that you hope that your message today brings? What is it that you hope that the work that you do does for the world? What do you hope people can learn from this or from the messages that you share?
Great question. And I think at the core, I truly know in my core that every human being on the planet has this direct link to the divine and has access to infinite potential and to joy and abundance and love and higher consciousness. And yet so many people right now are struggling. And I think there is a beautiful opportunity when we recognize that our struggles and our challenges are our opportunities for growth. And every challenge that you are experiencing in your life is an opportunity for you to shift and to come into greater resonance and awareness of the direct link you have with higher divine consciousness, with the angelic realm, and really with the support and love and guidance that is available. Through my work, it's always my goal. I always come back to, how can I be of service? How can I help people awaken their heart light, tune in to the angelic realms, tune in to their higher divine consciousness and true authentic purpose for being here in the physical? Because in my perspective, when we all come into alignment with our highest divine truth, that's world changing. When we're each accomplishing our true soul purpose, our world shifts in the most positive, joyful, beautiful, harmonious way. So it's coming in to our highest divine individuality empowers us to then together as one create positive change in the world. So everything that I create has this underlying intention to be of service, to help people positively shift their vibration out of fear into love. And it all comes back to realigning with who you really are. Why are you really here as a soul, as a divine being who chose to incarnate through the veil of illusion to manifest yourself as an infinite being within a limited physical body? Why are you really here? And why not tap in to that opportunity fully, both to grow, to evolve, to access your perception of higher awareness, to open your higher energy centers, and as a result, through that, to step into your own highest level of service to make a difference in the world. And us all doing that, it truly is world changing.
Wow, Melanie, my heart is so full right now. I am feeling so inspired. You know, for everyone who wants to continue to learn more about the work that you do and continue to be inspired, where can they learn more about your work and how can they stay in touch with you online?
Yeah, so I am at ask-angels.com. If you put a /love at the end of that, you can get a free channeled angel meditation that I've channeled. So if you're feeling drawn to what I'm talking about, I do definitely recommend starting there because that's really going to help you to have an experience with the angelic energy that I channel. But also I'm most places, most social networks just ask angels. So I put out YouTube videos every week as well. I'm on Instagram and Pinterest. So yeah, just look up Ask Angels and you will find me. The one distinction is my website is ask-angels.com. So
and we will definitely have links to Melanie's site as well as her social channels. We'll also have a link to that channeled meditation so that you can grab that quite easily, as well as a link to Melanie's Ask Angels free angel messages, which is a podcast that you can subscribe to on iTunes. So Melanie, thank you again so, so much. It was an absolute pleasure to speak with you today.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm grateful for the opportunity to meet you and thankful for all the light and wisdom you're shining in the world. So thank you. Yes, so much gratitude.
Oh, so nice to meet a kindred spirit.
Absolutely.
Well, I hope that you enjoyed listening to Melanie as much as I did. Her passion for her work really shines through, and I hope that you found a lot of value in today's show. If you want more information about anything that I discussed in this episode, you can learn more over on the website at loveandlightschool.com/blog. And of course, if you enjoyed the show today, the biggest compliment you can give me is to leave a quick rating and review over at loveandlightschool.com/iTunes. And I just wanted to give a big shout out to the amazing Nicholas Pearson, who's actually been on the show a few times, for his recent 5-star review, where he says, "The Love and Light Live podcast is exactly what the crystal community needed. Wonderful insights about crystals, great interviews, and immense passion from the host. I look forward to each new episode." Nicholas, thank you so much. Thank you for being such an amazing guest. And as always, and we really appreciate your feedback as well. It means a lot coming from a colleague. And while you're at that address, loveandlightschool.com/iTunes, be sure to subscribe through that link as well so you never miss a future episode of the show. That brings us to the end of this episode of the Love and Light Live podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Levy, and I'll be back with you in our next episode. Until then, crystal blessings. The Love and Light Live podcast is a production of the Love and Light School of Crystal Therapy. Visit us online at loveandlightschool.com.